Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
We were both declining in health really bad, pretty quickly. And not knowing what we were battling. And he finally said, I need you to take me to the ER. I can't breathe. And that was on Wednesday. And on Sunday, 4 days later, he died. We had been together over 38 years. He missed our 38-year wedding anniversary. A total shift in your life when your soulmate, your person, is there, and then they're not there anymore. And I mean, you got to go through it, and it sucks because that shadow definitely touches you. It's all over your life, but you don't have to camp there. You can keep trucking on through and get through to the other side. After I started carnivore, I hope again. I hope. I want other people to hope. I want people to have something to look forward to. Their diet has got to be hurting them like mine was hurting me. I had the best time. I'm jumping up now. I'm acting like I'm 18 years old, you know, and those people need hope. I want to be a help, even if I can help just one person.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And I have Patty on the channel from Carnivore Positive Patty. Patty reached out to me, and Patty has a very unique, very inspiring, very hopeful story that I think is going to inspire a lot of people. So I wanted to learn more about Patty's story and share that with everyone. Patty, welcome to the channel. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Where are you from, or where are you at now, I should say?
Well, we moved to here in 1991 from California. Yeah, from the left coast, but don't hold it against me.
And what part of the world are you in?
White House, Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 2 hours away from Dr. Barry.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Trust me, if I could go and see him and he could be my doctor, trust me, I would.
Right?
In a heartbeat, yeah.
I'm in Wisconsin, and if I could have Dr. Barry as my doctor, I would drive to Tennessee for those appointments for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, all right, Patty, I was hoping to learn more about your story. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about your story, your background, maybe before you found carnivore?
Well, exactly what point to jump in, you know? In 2021, my husband and I were at a family birthday party, and we didn't know it, but someone there had COVID, and that was the end of July, and we didn't know that we had contracted it, you know, because we didn't have the symptoms yet. We went on a camping trip and had a great time with our oldest son and daughter-in-law and their 4 kids. And we finally started feeling the symptoms. We had always, every time any of our grandkids got strep, we got strep. So when we finally went to get tested, we had them test and we came out negative for strep. And they're like, well, could you have COVID? And we're like, no. And we didn't realize that that wasn't the case. And on the 11th of August, we were both declining in health really bad, pretty quickly. And not knowing what we were battling. And he finally said, I need you to take me to the ER. I can't breathe. And that was on Wednesday. And on Sunday, 4 days later, he died. And we had been together over 38 years. He missed our 38-year wedding anniversary by less than 8 weeks, 7.5 weeks. And he missed his own birthday by 4 days. Mm. It was, sorry about the ums. It's a total shift in your life when your soulmate, your person is there, and then they're not there anymore. And all my life, I had always hoped for things and looked forward to things. And I think that's the way we're set up. I think that's the way we're programmed. You know, you look forward to, hey, when I'm 5 years old and I can, or six, and I can go to school. And when I'm this old and, you know, and I can do this. And you look forward to making Valentines at school and, you know, being able to learn how to drive and, you know, and when you can finally graduate high school and when you finally meet your soulmate and get married and when you finally have kids. And there wasn't anything left to look forward to and hope for. And I didn't realize that I had stopped hoping. It's like everything just froze. And I didn't have any clue. And Lee had always, my husband was Lee. And he'd been the one to do all the cooking. And when he died, I just, as wonderful as the people are here in Tennessee about being kind and sweet and loving, you don't want to be a single person eating out in a restaurant because people will stare. Worst manners when it comes to staring. So my life became a place that had a drive-through window or TV dinners. You know, if I could shop and people didn't, you know, they didn't have any idea how many people I was shopping for or not. So my diet turned into drive-through and TV dinners. And my weight, which, I mean, we were already, the two of us were already, we'd gone from being skinny and in shape and cute when we got married to getting extra fluffy by the time we were grandparents. And we're matching bookends. And he had always been the one in charge of cooking. And so when I took over for me, my weight went from bad to worse. And in 2022, I was told that I had my weight at that point had gone up to 241. And then last year in July, I had an appointment and it was 231. So, you know, I had an old coworker that, well, I mean, we still worked in the same building, but I hadn't seen her probably a couple of years before Lee died. And we went up in the elevator and she had lost 70 pounds. And I was like, wow, what did you do? And it wasn't, any specific diet. It was just like she'd given up all of the carbs, and well, I'm not even positive she said that part. She did a lot of walking. And so I had been praying and asking the Lord to help me to lose the weight. And I should have prayed that a long time before I did. And he just started things, just boom, boom, boom. Things started progressing. And 2 days after I saw her in the elevator, both of my sons got on a conference call with me. And they're like, hey, Mom, you know, you and Dad were on Atkins for a while. You know, we're going to put you in charge. You're going to be the ringleader. Let's do this thing together. You know, I still haven't let them know that I knew all along that this was their plan, their ploy, their plot to help Mom lose weight. And I was okay with it because I had decided if she can do it, I can do it. And, you know, that's all I needed. I just needed that I could do it. And knowing that the boys and their wives were behind me was wonderful. It was, they're my biggest cheerleaders. Mm. It's awesome. They have such excellent ideas. They've got wonderful words of motivation, and they are, the love and support is amazing. And I mean, they're not doing exactly what I do, and that's okay. Everybody's got to do their own thing, you know? And I love that they don't, you know, give me a hard time, because I started out pretty much ketovore. And Andrew was saying, you know, you can only have 3 packets of Splenda when you're ketovore. And so I chose all of the Monster energy drinks that only had 3 carbs, because that meant there was only 3 packets of Splenda in those ones. And then the next day, this is August 7th when I started. The next day, on the 8th, I don't know if it's Kelly Hogan's channel, my Zero Carb Life, somebody was saying that if you want to lose the weight the fastest, that you need to cut out all sweeteners, all sugar, everything, all the sweet taste, so you get rid of the craving. And so on Wednesday, because I had already had that Monster Tuesday morning, so on Wednesday, I did without. And I was still drinking my Milo's unsweet tea with Splenda. I changed over to the Milo's that was just unsweet. And by December, I was able to completely wean off of the Milo's, and now I only drink water. And then I went from different things to try to do for lunch. I was doing like burgers. I'd grill up 2 burgers, and then I'd take butter, and when I would heat it, I'd heat them with the butter. But I think the butter was shoot me in the foot, you know, for weight loss. So lately, when I was doing the butter on the burgers, then I was calling that my bee lion, like you had phrased. I love it that you coined that phrase. Now I'm pretty much just lion diet, just steaks. I'll get strip steaks, which I've heard some people say that is a New York strip steak, and the ribeyes. And yeah, I've always loved steak. And it's just that and my salt, either Redmond's or that, the one that you use, the
Malden.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I just recently got it. And I just recently ran out of my big coarse Redmond's. And so I've been using that and the Malden's. And loving that. And I've been able to go from 131 down to, as of this morning when I weighed, I've lost 34 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if there's something, I'm certain there's things that I'm doing wrong, things that I need to be doing better. I'm wondering if the weight stall is because I'm either, 'cause I've heard some of the gals like Rena on 5 Minute Body and Kelly Hogan and some of them saying that you've got to eat enough, you know, because if you don't eat enough, and especially, you know, adding in more fat, and that's fine. With my gallbladder gone, I've got to be really careful about my fat because they are also who I found out about, you know, explosive loose stools from too much fat. I was like, okay, that's why. And I found out from Kelly Hogan about losing weight. Like her doctor said, you know, you need to lose 100 pounds so you quit having boils. And so I don't have boils anymore since then. And there have been so many blessings, and losing the mental fog has been such a gift. And my face, I had used some lotion in November that had gone rancid. I didn't even know lotion could go bad. I had no, and there was no expiration date on it. So my face got infected and I got put on antibiotics. And then as soon as I got off of the antibiotics, I got severe rosacea. I didn't know what it was. I had blisters on my face. Everything was, my forehead felt like sandpaper. It was horrible. I had no idea what was going on, and it scared me. And it took me ages to get into the dermatologist. And fortunately, he just walked in, he looked at me, and yep, you got severe rosacea. Like, thank God it's not shingles. I was worried about being contagious. Although I hear that shingles is like normally on one side or the other because it follows a nerve path. But I thought, you know, I've had so many funky things happen that I've been the only person that I know of that happened to. I figured I've been a unicorn in other areas of my life. You know, I'm at this too. But fortunately, it was just severe rosacea. And he put me on antibiotics and a special cream, and it healed up. And my face feels so much better. And it looks a lot better because I had, I don't know, it almost looked like chicken pox. But when I got off the antibiotics and everything started getting better, I don't know if part of the, like, sometimes my weight will go down and then it kind of goes back up, and then it goes down lower and comes back up and goes down lower. That seesaw thing, I am not partial to that seesaw thing. I'm so envious of you guys that are able to just lose the weight and, you know, and I mean, like Bill, you know, he's been on this like 18 days longer than me, roughly within 21 days longer than me. And look at him. I mean, he looks fabulous, and he's dropped over 200 pounds. I'm like, I didn't even have 200 to lose to begin with. So yes, please. You know, I would love to, right. Yeah, drop all that. But yeah, I just wish that I had a doctor here that was carnivore friendly that I could talk to. Yeah.
We definitely need more doctors that are accessible like that. One thing that's been really helpful for Jen is joining some of these groups, and there's even free ones out there. She's done Bella's Steak and Butter Gang, which has been really helpful. There's so much nuance. Like you said, it's totally different for men versus women, and so many things going on. The other one she is in is Steak Sisters or Meat Sisters. I'm sorry, Meat Sisters on Facebook. It's just a free group she joined, and she's getting so much value out of that because she doesn't have a gallbladder either.
Yeah.
And she was coming vegetarian to this. So she has all of her nuances. She's a woman. She's had triplets. She's has water retention in her legs. And they've been just incredibly helpful. There's people on there like, oh, it's just this. And so many times after she'll have something that's really concerning, she'll go on there and then she'll be like, that makes perfect sense. I just got to do this, or I got to do this. So maybe maybe look into one of those groups that might be helpful for you. But
good plan.
Yeah. Your story is just, man, you got me tearing up talking about your husband. I'm really sorry you had to go through all of that.
Thank you. I got on the Reddit group, my youngest son, Andrew, when I was visiting him at Thanksgiving, he was telling me about Reddit. They've got a widowers group. And I didn't know. I'm so not knowledgeable about so many things on social media. I didn't know what Reddit was. And he showed me, and I went on and I got signed up for the widowers group. And when someone would post something, if I had something that I thought was valuable that would help them and uplift them, I would comment, because I want to be helpful. I want to be useful. I know that what I've gone through, it cannot be for nothing. There's got to be some hope and some use that comes out of this for someone else. And I had heard them say on the Reddit group that widows and widowers are pretty much modern day lepers. You know, people don't know how to deal with us. They're not comfortable around us. They're definitely out of their comfort zone. The kind, loving, sweet, generous people that are really fabulous to be around are the ones that are like few and far between. It's like it doesn't make them uncomfortable. And so, like my neighbor, she lost her husband a few years, 2 or 3 years before I lost Lee. And so we used to go out like to the Mexican restaurant together, and, you know, we'd go out wherever together because we had each other, you know, to chit chat with. And then since doing carnivore, there's nothing at the Mexican restaurant that I can have, you know? So going out is more rare than normal. And I'm okay with that. I've got my air fryer and I make my steaks and that, and you know, I don't have to worry, but somebody's cut all the fat off of it because they don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. And so I figured that with all these people that I kept reading their stories, that they would post something and so many of them sounded suicidal. And I had to quit going on there every single day, because for me, they were going down a path that I wasn't on. I wasn't going on it. I wasn't planning on going there. I wanted to come back into joy again at some point. And I know that these people, their diet has got to be hurting them like mine was hurting me. I mean, all you have to do is just the research, watching the videos of all these people like you who have had your joy restored, your faith, your hope restored. And God is so good. And I love that there are so many stories, people getting over things, people being underweight and gaining. I love her story. Kelly's losing the weight that she needed to lose. People having autoimmune issues and just so many things. And I know that people that are widows and widowers, they don't need to camp in the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, you got to go through it and it sucks because that shadow definitely touches you. It's all over your life, but you don't have to camp there. You can keep trucking on through and get through to the other side. And my diet has made a big difference. I hope again. I hope. I want other people to hope. I want people to have something to look forward to. In April of last year or the year before, well, this is April now. So it was either last year or the year before that, my oldest son and daughter-in-law and I, we went to a Newsboys concert in Georgia. We were going to hit the one in Kentucky, but there was a problem. And so we had to go to the one in Georgia. So we trucked it on out to Georgia and we had such a great time. And that, I had the best time. I'm jumping up now. I'm acting like I'm 18 years old, you know, and singing, and I can't hear out of my left ear. So who knows how bad I sounded. And they never complained. They were actually enjoying that I was enjoying myself. And in the last week or two, when I'm driving, I will have the music going and I'll just, you know, have it as loud as I can. So it'll over all the road noise, you know, and I'm just busy, you know, when you're driving, you know, and you're just thumping on the steering wheel, you know, playing drums. So yeah, I play air drums on the steering wheel on my way home. I figure, you know, people aren't going to be looking at me. They don't care. Even if they saw me, they're like, okay, whatever, you know, and it's nice to have that happiness and that joy. You know, when I'm at work, I used to thump my foot to the music when I would, you know, be working, and I started doing that again. And years ago, when I would do that, when I'd come home, my calf would be killing me. It would all be, I'd like have Charlie horses and stuff because my diet was sad. And lately in the last few weeks, and I do that, I don't have any issues. I can thump my foot and, you know, all day long. And I don't have any issues with feeling sore. I had back surgery the September before Lee died. So in 2020, I had back surgery. And every time in Tennessee, we get storms. We get more rain than Seattle, Washington. And every time a storm would come through, my back was a barometer and always told me about it. And now it's more rare that I don't have the pain like I used to. It's so much better. Everything has just gotten so much better. It's wonderful to start feeling like me again. And I didn't know if that would ever come back. I mean, Lee and I used to crack ourselves up. We'd watch movies and one-line it off each other, and we would just enjoy each other's time. We were, I have an issue with tenses still. We were bye-bye babies, you know. I mean, if there was a place, you know, we loved to just drive wherever. And we were working in Afghanistan together in 2010 to the end of 2013. And that was such a blast to be able to travel with him and do all those things together and have so many wonderful memories. And I know that if the two of us had started carnivore 5 years ago, we would both be skinny again. I mean, okay. Skinny is relative, okay? I've never been slender, never. My skinny is, I mean, Lee used to say, I you know, built like a farm girl. You know, I've never had one of those little twig, itty-bitty model bodies. But we were in good shape, and we would have both gotten all that weight off and gotten skinny again. And I mean, like I said, skinny is relative. You know, we didn't have like the I'm trying to figure an analogy. Instead of being built like a toy poodle or something, you know, got more of the like German Shepherd build, you know, instead of a hummingbird, it's more like an eagle. So, and we were just such there were people that were envious that we had such a wonderful marriage. And I hope that everyone can have a wonderful marriage like we had. I really do. They need that. And it's not something that just happens, you know. We've prayed for each other. I had the book Power of a Praying Wife and Power of a Praying Parent by Stormy O'Martian, and those books were really helpful for in so many ways, you know, praying for his mental well-being, his financial well-being, you know, all of that. So it's effort that you put into a marriage. And, you know, there's people that just think that it just, well, you just got this. It's like, well, yeah, I prayed to meet him for 3 months before I met him. And I went out from Kansas to California to go visit my stepdad and my best friend. And that's where I met him. I was like, really, God, California again? Because that's where, when my mom died of cancer when I was 15, and me and my youngest sibling moved to Kansas to live with our grandparents there and finish school there. And so when I flew back out to California, I just saw this beautiful, tall, dark, and handsome guy. And it was a blind date. And I knew that night that he was my soulmate. And it was either stay there and marry my soulmate. I mean, I wanted the MRS degree anyway, you know. So it was either that, stay there and get married, or go back to college back in Kansas. I'm like, seriously, this is not, no contest. I mean, when you find your soulmate, you know, and I know that you know this, you know, it's just something that's, it's such an awesome feeling. And I understand why there are so many folks that when they lose their soulmate, they lose their person, they're lost. And I don't think that they understand. I really honestly don't think that they truly understand how much their diet impacts how they feel emotionally, mentally. I don't think that they know. And I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. When Lee died, my salt had started to bottom out, and I was very sick, but none of us knew that my salt was depleting. The antibiotics was giving me diarrhea, knocking out my salt. The hydrochlorothiazide BP meds that I was on was knocking out my salt. Doctors called it a perfect storm. And the night of his viewing, my youngest son heard me in my room. I had thrown up in my sleep, and he came in and he had my daughter-in-law call 911. He turned me on my side. He started doing a sternum rub. because he was in the Army and he was treated how to do trauma treated. He was trained how to do trauma treatment on people. And so he was doing that. I think the purpose of that sternum rub was to annoy you enough that you want to stay alive long enough to kill the person that's doing that to you. And they said that I was doing this, which I think me personally was leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. But I just couldn't speak. And when they got me to the hospital, fortunately, not the same one that Lee died in, a really good hospital. And my oldest son sat with me and held my hand and prayed with me. And well, not with, because I wasn't available for consultation at that point. I was still unconscious, but he was praying for me and just holding my hand the whole time. And 2.5 hours into it, I finally lost my grip. And because apparently I had been holding his hand back and I was unconscious. I had no idea that that was even possible. But when I just completely just finally lost my, I went into a seizure. And he immediately let the doctors and nurses know, and they came running in, and apparently they had enough time to figure out what I needed for my IV bags, and they got me hooked up, and they got everything fixed, and they said, it's good that you let us know, because the natural progression would have been her going into a coma, and we know not everybody makes it out of a coma. So there is twice in one night that the Lord saved me, and he used both of my sons to do it, and that was the night of Lee's viewing, and that was the night of Lee's viewing, and the last thing that I remember was seeing him in his pretty blue coffin, and I don't remember that. As a matter of fact, hyponatremia will try to mess big time with your memories. Apparently, our salt is like circuitry for everything, and they said I had two physical therapists after that. They said that there are memories I might never get back, but I actually woke up on the day of Lee's funeral in ICU. So I missed my soulmate's funeral. Mm-hmm. And that was, I felt like I had gotten some closure because I got to see him in his casket. It's a fuzzy memory because of how sick I was. But I at least got that. And not everybody gets that. The Lord had told me months before that there was a storm coming. And I did an excellent ostrich impression and put my head in the sand. I didn't ask Lee to pray about it with me. I didn't pray about it myself. I got scared. And then that happened to us. But after I started carnivore, I was able to actually get off of.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you.
We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Three of my four BP meds, and the fourth one was lowered from 40 milligrams in half to 20 milligrams. I take vitamin D. I can't find zinc. I can't find zinc that doesn't have vegetable something in it. And I want to get on zinc too, but I'm just so unwilling to take stuff that's got vitamin, vegetable stuff, sources in it. But yeah, so much improved. The shoes that have been the same size for years, they got bigger with every pregnancy, but they leveled out at 10 and a half, and it's like my shoes are too loose now, and I'm going to have to go back in and get refitted and find what is the size that I actually need to be in again. And my size 18 jeans, I got to go down to a size 16. I was able to put those on last October, day after my birthday, and zip them up, and they fit. I was like, yes. So I just need to go down two more sizes to a 12, where I was when I got married. And my extra large shirts, I'm in a large now. When I walk and I'm moving and I don't get worn out like I used to. I don't get so fatigued. I don't know if being on the antibiotics month back, you know, impacted me for the whole don't wanna do this, don't wanna do that. But it did impact me while I was on them. But I've been giving myself the grace to get past that naturally, you know, as that goes well out of my system. But everything has gotten so much better. And I think my hormones are coming back online a bit. I get my, well, I call it my beard and mustache, but they call it the upper lip and chin. And I get those waxed all the time. And the little coarse beard hairs and stuff, that's, you know, mustache hairs, those are getting softer and finer. My hair was predominantly silver. And that's coming back in Dirty Dishwater Blonde again, which score. I just hope it's more of the blonde and not so much of the dirty dishwater part, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. And I'm feeling more perky. I'm feeling more on top of the world, you know, to a degree. It's not perfect. Tuesday, I had a pretty bad day where Lee and I used to work in the same office. When pandemic hit, I still have to work in the office because of what I do, but he was able to start working from home after the COVID. And then he started working for division and wasn't working in our office, but they never did put anyone else in the seat that had been his. So on Tuesday, I went over and I just stood behind his seat and just held on to it and just told him I missed him. I mean, I know he can hear me. I know he can't respond to me and that, you know, he's just another person, just like we are. And I know that the only one that I need to listen to respond to me is Jesus. And I know Lee's safe. He's never going to have knee pains or acid reflux. He's never going to have to worry about any of that again. And he gets to be up there with my best friend and his best friend and his parents and his siblings that in the pregnancies that they had lost before him. And he's having a good time and he's just waiting on me. And the Lord kept me here when he, twice in that one night, he could have taken me home too. And I'd have been happy about that. I'd been bugging out and going home, you know. But my kids needed me here. I think it would have been too much for them to lose both their parents in the same week, and or same 2 weeks, whatever would have been the case. But after all those Reddit posts and seeing how desperately those people need hope, I want to be a help. Even if I can help just one person, I would love that. I would so totally love that. Even if I could just get the message to one person that, you know, this might have a physical reason why you're not coming up out of this. And it would so behoove you to give this a go for 90 days. Just you can do anything for 90 days, you know. But you got to have, you know, your wanna has got to align. You know, what do you want? Do you want to have, join your life again and be able to show your loved one up in heaven, hey, I'm making it. I'm struggling, but I'm making it, and better, climbing more and more up and up. And there's, you know, one life can touch another. Like your life has touched me. You know, Dr. Berry, when I went to my PCP, primary care physician, well, not physician, she's a nurse practitioner. If that woman could have forbidden me to do carnivore, she would have. She was just, she went off. And so thank God for Dr. Berry. Anthony, my oldest, sent me the link for, you know, about how cholesterol is good for us. And that was like one of the reasons why she went off the rails. And just all these different videos have been so inspiring and so helpful, and the different books. And for me, it's not just been the carnivore. It's also been my faith. And I'm also about the music, because I will listen to, you know, mainly upbeat, happy. I don't do well with bummer. Oh, what was it Lee used to say? You know, you stole my heart and stomped that sucker flat. And I can't do those. I know my limits, my limitations. And so I listen to the happy upbeat stuff. Stephen Curtis Chapman, the Newsboys. Twyla Paris does have one song, The Warrior's a Child. And Stephen Curtis Chapman has a song, Up on the Mountain. And those are slower. And I can't listen to those all the time. Once in a blue moon, I will. But, Frank, he's got a song called Good Day. And I love that. And I listen to that in the morning so many times. Yeah, I'll put my headphones on. And I'll just work and listen to music, or I'll put on the different videos from you guys while I'm working, and I'll just listen to those. And the longer they are, the better I love it, because that means I don't have to worry about stopping and scrolling to a new video and starting that and then stopping and going to a new, you know, I just work right through. So, yeah, I love the long videos. Those are very helpful for me and very uplifting. And I, like Dr. Anthony Chafee, that was so empowering to that knowledge, you know, that they have. All these people have. Dr. Avadia, Dr. Tony Hampton. Oh, yeah, Georgia Ede. But yeah, finding out that, you know, all the damage, all the carcinogens in vegetables, that it made so much sense. And it just makes it so easy to walk away from that stuff and be like, no, thank you. And just seeing your health improve, you know, because of it. And I had a pretty strong food allergy, I guess, for lack of a better word, to sugar years back before I knew what I know now. And it would give me an upset stomach, congestion, night sweats, hot flashes. Oh, there's a whole laundry list of things. And when cutting that out, you know, cutting out all of that has just been awesome. And it just makes so much sense that 30,000 years ago, people were busy following the buffalo, following whatever, bison, elk, whatever. And that was our normal diet. And so, yeah, it makes sense that we were able to survive and become the apex predators that we are because we kept with what worked. And just finding out that, well, I love how Dr. Anthony Chafee talks about how immediately after they started agriculture, the height dropped 5 inches, you know, I mean, boom. And you wish that everybody did the deep dive into the research and everything, and also finding out how to start. Don't just boom, give it up and get sick. I use the Dr. Barry was showing the electrolyte drops. So I got those. And then the mineral drops and tablespoon of that in my water at night before I go to bed, and along with my electrolyte drops. And I use electrolyte drops like all day long. In my water also. And having that knowledge of, hey, this is the best way to start so that you don't shoot yourself in the foot. You don't feel like you're going to die a thousand deaths. Cause I kind of did mine slowly before I started. I intentionally started on August 7th because I had a whole bunch of stuff. We'll just call it stuff in the house that not good for me. I rarely met a cookie I didn't like. And just getting rid of, I loaded up more trash can bags full of stuff, ate what I wanted to eat, got that out of the way, knowing the August 7th I was going to start carnivore. And so I had a plan, and I was going to make that plan work. And I had a deadline because we're supposed to be switching over where I wasn't going to have the same availability to my PCP starting January 1st. It still hasn't happened. That got stalled, which is fine because I'm still not off all of my meds yet. I'm still on thyroid meds. I'm still on my 20 milligrams of lisinopril, and I want to get off of that. And but I had an agenda. That was my why. I needed to get there. I needed to heal. My kids needed a mom that wasn't decrepit. You know, I've had so many surgeries. I've had foot surgery and gallbladder surgery and neck surgery where I ruptured a disc in 98, and then back surgery 3 years ago where I ruptured my lowest disc. And I just figured I'd be gone before Lee did. I just had so many things. And ironically, you know, he was the one that went first. But he kept me here. And I honestly think that one of the reasons, possibly the reason, but one of the reasons was so that I could help other widows and widowers so that they can start to heal and they can start to get hope. Because everybody, I think that's our default. I think we're supposed to be hopeful. I mean, little kids are joyful, you know, and that's why we are, you know, we're just little kids in grown-up bodies. And it's fun to see someone having a good time, some grown-up having a good time. And, you know, what if they're making a fool of themselves? Go for it. You go. You have a good time and do it. You know, like me at that concert. Yeah. And if I can help people, I mean, it doesn't even matter if they're widows or widowers or just normal non-widower people that are single, married, divorced, you know, anybody that I could help, anyone that I could help bring that knowledge so they can have that joy also. I want that. I want that for them. I want that a lot. And I've been asking the Lord, if this is what you have for me, if this is what I need to do, open the doors that no one can close. And if this is not what you have for me, close the doors that no one can open and just let me know. But I want to make a difference. And I used to be a glory hog really bad most of my life. And I Lee was so humble. He was not a glory hog and everybody loved him. And it's taken me a long time. You know, I'm 61 and it's taken me quite a long time to realize it is not about me. You know, it's about him. And I don't want to get glory for him helping people. I want him to get the glory. I want these people to get their lives back and to find joy and hope and, you know, find what their purpose is now.
That's so beautiful. I've talked to a lot of people, Patty, but you are really inspiring.
Thank you. I don't think of myself as inspiring. Thank you.
Well, I was gonna say to you too, I hope you take a minute, maybe after this, just look in the mirror and just be really proud of yourself, because it's amazing what you've been through and now what you're doing. To be able to find that hope and joy and then want to share it with other people, such a beautiful thing. Just watch, like, people watching this right now, please leave a comment down below for Patty, but there's going to be thousands of comments on here about how you're inspiring people. That's the thing with you're wearing the shirt too. I'm wearing the shirt. That's the reason for the documentary. And you said the word over and over again today, Patty, is hope. There's so many people in the world right now that are hopeless.
Yep.
I was hopeless. I can't even imagine, Patty, what you've been through and how hopeless that had to be losing Lee. I'm talking to people with stage 4 cancer. Like, these things are so hopeless, but over and over again, people are taking control of their lives.
Like Jeff. Yes.
And they're finding hope where you would think there would never be hope, like the definition of hopelessness. So
right.
it doesn't have to be hopeless. There is, and it's not even just like, probably for you, Patty, for me, I would have been happy just flatlining.
Yeah.
We have joy. You're singing and you're dancing and you're going to concerts, and I'm doing the same thing now. I could never even have imagined that before.
The concert was actually a couple of years ago before I even started Carnivore. But that's when I started realizing that the joyful music was what was starting to bring me up. And then changing my diet just gave it that boost.
Right.
I mean, well, it wasn't even a boost. It was more like a rocket launch.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's like, and then you feel that and you're like, I want everyone in the world to at least experience this. And
yes.
The thing that Dr. Barry, we mentioned Dr. Barry before when I interviewed him, that he taught me, because I was like, carnivore is doing all of this. It's giving me all the stories, doing all this. And he was like, no, that's what it should be like for all humans. If we just got out of the way and put the natural proper foods in our bodies that we were intended to eat and stop with the toxins and the vegetables and the stuff that's hurting us, that's how all humans would be. And I was like, that's why we love Dr. Barry.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It makes sense. Makes sense. But I really thank you for sharing your story. I know it's going to inspire so many people.
Thank you.
Lee's got to be so proud of you. It's just absolutely amazing what you're doing. Captain of your own ship, taking control of your life through some of the hardest things ever.
No carbs allowed in this galley, in this ship.
Right. There you go. And now you have your is it two sons?
Yes. Yeah. And daughters-in-law.
And daughters-in-law.
Yeah.
And what a blessing.
What?
What blessings.
Yes.
Children are, especially through what you're going through and putting you onto the diet and then helping you with the health issues. And
7 grandkids.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 My grandsons are outnumbered.
Yeah. Well, I know what it's like to be outnumbered in my house.
Well, Lee and the boys used to say that once a month they were outnumbered.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been wonderful, Patty. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Patty has her own YouTube channel. She's just starting. There aren't any videos yet, but she's going to be adding more in the future. So go check out Carnivore Positive Patty. I'll have a link in the description below. I absolutely love your story. It's so inspiring, Patty. It's going to inspire so many people. I hope, Patty, you check back on the video and see, because there's going to be a bunch of comments. I'll send you some, too. There'll be a bunch of comments on here. And I hope we can meet sometime. Like,
I would love that. I wanted to go to the Montello thing, but with the days that I work on widow's benefits, I can only work 3 days a week, only 13 days a month. And so I don't work full time, and I can't, otherwise they'll dock my widow's benefits. And I wanted to go be there so much. I didn't know where I'd be able to stay in a hotel, you know, if I went up. But yeah, I want to go up. One of these days, I'm going to make the drive up, and that'll be fun.
We have an Airbnb on our house, and you have an open invitation. You just got to let me know ahead of time. But
thank you.
We have a place for it. We'd love to have you at the movie theater. And other than that, too, we're doing more meetups, hopefully around the country as we film more people. We were in your neck of the woods filming Dr. Barry, but we were in and out really quick for that.
Right, right.
We're going to do more, so I'm sure there'll be one down in your neck of the woods at some point, for sure.
Well, I'm just up from Nashville. I'm between Nashville and Kentucky.
Okay.
That's where White House is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much, Patty. Thankful, grateful. I'm so happy to have you on here. Your story is going to inspire so many people. I just love your joy, too, because that's one of the biggest things that I'm feeling more and more on Carnivore. It's just, and you want other people to have it so bad. It's infectious, though. They're going to hear it. They're not going to be able to do anything about it. They're going to, what is she doing? I need to learn more about that. So it's going to definitely help a lot of people.
I hope that it just sparks things with people.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Patty. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.